For the second year in a row, Bethel wrestlers brought home the gold. Senior Thomas Dimet capped off his last year in a big way, becoming Bethel Regional High School's first ever four-time state champion, beating Maxim Kostuvic from Vesneska.
I haven't wrestled this kid before, and I got it. Pin in the first period. Freaking awesome. In state finals. I'm excited.
Dimet isn't the biggest wrestler on the team, but that did not stop him from having a 34-0 record this year in the 130-pound weight class. He was a freshman when he won his first state championship in the 98-pound weight class. He did the same the following year. With a little more weight in his junior year, he won the state championship in the 106-pound weight class. Dimet's high school record is impressive. 127 wins and only 7 losses. For that accomplishment, he was voted the Division II Outstanding Wrestler of the Year. It was not as good a day for Jarius Allain. The 106-pounder narrowly missed being a state champion, losing in his finals to Devon Perez from Ellison High School. The heartbreak was clear on Allain's face as coaches and friends consoled the senior in his last match. Ever a champ, he put his best face forward.
If I just work on my defense a little and get a little more working on offense.
Man Alexi Leonard at 152 pounds won his first state championship, turning the tables on James Hempy from Kilowog High School, a wrestler who has beaten him in the past.
Yeah, he beat me at ACS Finals. Tried to get a game plan in where you're fast on your feet. Gave up a couple points, but fighting on bottom, I feel great. You know, I got him this time.
In the 145-pound weight class, Hayden Lieb, the coach's son, won his second consecutive state championship, defeating Jonas Hempy, also from Kilowog, in what was an epic day for the Bethel Warriors.
So I was like, let's just kind of like go out there and roll with him. When I was rolling, I looked at my dad, said, pin him. It's time to pin him, and I went out there and just pinned him.
Bethel's Darren Lieb and Paul O'Brien were voted head coach and assistant coach of the year. Lieb, at the end of the day, took stock.
I can't be more proud of them. The way they competed, the way they wrestled, it was such a emotional day. It was a hard-working day for everyone.
Possibly the most dramatic story Saturday is how, despite overwhelming odds, Bethel Warriors, with only 4 wrestlers in the final championship round, faced off against Homer's Mariners, with 7 contenders in the final and a 40-point lead, and Bethel managed to accrue enough team points to win the Division II team championship. Meet the heroes of that tale on KYUK News tomorrow.